Eric Parry teaches history at G.W. Carver Collegiate Academy. Recently, he gave his students a broad writing prompt.
Tell the story of a meaningful moment and just tell it as powerfully and beautifully and as detailed a way as you can.
Those stories are published in a new book out today called History Between These Folds. Parry partnered with the nonprofit Big Class and the writer Kiese Lehman to launch a personal history project collecting stories from about 80 juniors at Carver. In this month's Voices of Educators profile, Parry and some of his students reflect on the writing process.
In some ways, a history class is a class of forced memory. You're obliging kids to remember a bunch of things that have happened in the past. And memory has, in a lot of ways, gotten a bad rap. It's been seen as this sort of drudgery, sort of rote activity. This seemed like the perfect vehicle for letting kids be the authors of their own memory and the authors of history while also learning it themselves.
I was like, I'm going to be in a book, so that means I have to have, like, elite writing. My name is Serenique Dallaire, and the title of my writing is A Different Love. Serenique is from a home surrounded by pictures that have smiles of the past and broken glass from an old picture frame. Serenique is from yards that have bikes with flat tires and chairs with faded color. Abandoned homes and old cars are some of the only things that surround her.
I wanted to fuse creative writing and history so that kids would see that they don't just have to be consumers of history, they are also, in a literal way, creators of it. Each of these pieces is now a primary source for the generations of Little Carver Rams to come and for a broader, you know, New Orleans and a national community.
A place where heartache is no surprise, so a girl who has cried until her eyes ran dry.
I thought, oh, we're gonna fuse what they've learned in my class this week with some personal experience, and it'll be like, you know, the westward expansion era gets combined with the football championship season. And actually what they came up with was way less corny and cheesy than that. It was really an authentic expression of their own voice and experience. The most poignant and powerful stuff was really just their own memories on the page with as much detail as they could provide.
My name is Ashley Patterson, and my title is A Wash in Weapons. My real name is Shay, our skinny mini. I am from porches that have wooden chairs that never are empty because old men are just sitting there and looking. Potholes that everyone forgets are there.
I found more often than not that when a kid seems really vexed or frustrated or apathetic, often they just haven't found the channel for their energies yet that's going to really make them feel alive and connected to our community here. And this book was that channel for so many kids, some of whom had not seen themselves as writers before or were really not into my class. I have a habit of like talking to funny voices and putting on hats and like ringing bells and doing a whole show, and some kids are just like, Mr. Parry, this is lame, you know? But with this book, it wasn't me putting on a show for them. It was them connecting with what's most meaningful about who they are and doing that in a judgment-free setting.
I am from Old Happy Day in church every Sunday. I am from that good old gumbo that has every type of seafood in it. I am from hot summers and nice, cool ice cream pies.
There's a lot of stories in this book that was hard for people to write about, but they had the support of the people around them that were also writing their parts with them to support them and be like, no, keep writing. This is good. This will help you get your story out because your story is strong no matter what.
My name's Keandre Jones, and my piece is called The Definition of Happiness. The loss of my grandfather impacted my life because my grandfather was a key person in my life. He helped me with my homework, taught me what it meant to be a man. This also shows that there's more good things that can come out of New Orleans besides hearing about crime and violence. Like, there's good things that can come out of it. Like, we're student writers, and we're coming up with pieces like this. This is, like, something amazing. We're shining and be like, well, we're proving everyone wrong, that crime doesn't just come from New Orleans. A lot of bright people come from New Orleans as well.
My name is Lawrence Tyler Jr. I believe that when you hear New Orleans, we are very stereotyped, and people put a picture in their head that, oh, all New Orleans people are the same, or they're all killers, they're all drug dealers, and they'll never amount to nothing. But we really, like, have some real intelligent people. Now I can express myself and, like, really give myself to the public where, like, I really can't be stereotyped because you just have to read the book. I'm from the Ninth Ward where gangsters are posted on the corner like a mailbox, standing so still that you would think they were shell-shocked. and everybody got a family member in a cell block.
Part of what I want is what the kids were talking about. I want people to read this who think some type of way about kids in New Orleans. But I also want a kid just like Lawrence or just like Keandre or just like Orion somewhere else in the country to read this book and say, hey, there's an echo of my own feelings out there in the world. Someone else has seen my journey or lived my struggle in their own way. And I'm not alone in my own attempts to make meaning of my own story.
But it ain't all bad, because in this neighborhood, inside the houses, there are children who are playing and mothers who are glad, not even knowing what is surrounding them outside because of the joy and happiness that they put in each other's lives.